Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today's gonna be pretty interesting. It all started with some of Jordan Peterson's work on order and chaos, which got me thinking about, well, water.
Water.
Yeah, water. It's like, how does something so basic, so fundamental like water really shape our inner world? So today, we're gonna dive into the psychology of water.
I like it.
We're going to look at the science of how it affects our moods and minds, but also, its cultural and symbolic significance, especially moving water, like I think hot springs.
Okay, I'm with you.
So I was reading that water is like universally linked with rebirth.
Oh, absolutely. It's like it's not just, baptism and Christianity. You see it across so many different mythologies and spiritual practices.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, think about the ancient Egyptians and their whole belief system around the Nile. The annual floods, they saw those as symbolizing renewal.
Oh, that's a great example.
Or even like ritual cleansing in Shintoism. There's something about water that just washes away the old and makes space for the new.
It really is like a reset button, isn't it? Do you think it's because, well, I mean, we need water to survive, right? It's essential for life itself.
Yeah, I think that primal connection is like a big part of why water is so deeply rooted in our collective psyche. That really ties into the whole thing about the calming effects of moving water.
Oh, yeah. The source I was looking at said that being near like hot springs or waterfalls can actually reduce anxiety and increase happiness.
It's true.
But how does that actually work? What's the science behind that?
Well, there's a lot of research that shows that just the sights and sounds of moving water can actually have a calming effect on our nervous systems.
Interesting.
For example, just looking at a waterfall can capture our attention and at the same time allow our minds to relax and just kind of focus.
I see.
And then think about the rhythmic sounds, whether it's like a babbling brook or ocean waves, it helps regulate our breathing and our heart rate.
So it's almost like a natural form of mindfulness that draws us into the present moment.
Exactly. And then on top of all of that, you've got the science of negative ions.
Negative ions.
Yeah, they're abundant around moving water, and those are thought to actually increase serotonin levels in the brain,
Wow.
which, of course, that has a positive impact on our mood.
That makes a lot of sense. So then, would watching a video of a waterfall, would that have the same effect? Or does it have to be like the real deal?
That is a great question. The research is still kind of emerging on that, but some early studies suggest that even just viewing images or videos of nature can trigger some of those positive responses.
Oh, well, great.
But I think being physically present in nature near water probably has a much stronger impact.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which kind of brings us to hot springs, because those combine, the visual, the auditory, with that added element of warmth.
Right. Speaking of hot springs, the source I was looking at specifically mentioned lithium mineral hot springs. What's so special about lithium?
Well, I think it's important to, approach any health claims with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Of course, yeah.
But, mineral-rich waters, like those containing lithium, they can create unique sensory experiences.
Right.
Different minerals can affect, like, the color of the water, the smell, even how the water feels on your
Oh,
skin.
interesting. So it's almost like each hot spring has like its own personality based on its mineral composition. I could see how that would add to the whole therapeutic experience.
Totally. And it kind of ties into this growing lithia movement that we see.
That's right.
It's like a mix of health trends, commercial ventures, and just this cultural fascination with lithium-rich water.
Yeah, and there's a whole website, drinklithios.com. They've got like lithium mineral drinks. They're available in New York right now. And soon they'll be exclusive to guests at private hot springs in Canada.
Wow.
It's pretty interesting to see how something that starts as like an appreciation for natural water sources turns into this, full-blown market.
For sure.
But of course, we're just presenting the information. We're not endorsing any specific product or movement.
Absolutely.
So this brings us to something I thought was really interesting. The source I was reading mentioned guided meditation at hot springs. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we already know that mindfulness practices like meditation can be really effective for reducing stress. And so combining that with the whole sensory experience of being in a hot spring, it seems like it could create a powerful synergy.
Right, like really amplify those psychological benefits.
Exactly. And it just highlights how water can really help us connect with ourselves and connect with nature
Yeah.
and tap into those calming and restorative powers.
So to kind of recap everything, it sounds like water is more than just H2O, right?
Right.
It's like full of symbolism. It can really impact our mood, and it even offers, you know, the potential for a deeper connection, both with ourselves and with nature.
Exactly. And that connection is something, you know, really worth exploring further.
Absolutely. Which leads me to a final thought for everyone listening. If water is so powerful, you know, how can we be more mindful of our own relationship with it in our daily lives? Do we seek out those natural water sources? And how does being near water actually make us feel? Those are some things I think are worth, you know, really pondering. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.